File 5, Listening 1.
I'm in rural Scotland at the end of the UK's first Starman triathlon. Evie, it's 2:30 a.m. How did you find swimming, cycling and running at night?
Scary. I've done 5 triathlons before and I was looking for my next challenge. Scotland is hours from where I live, but the idea of a race that started at midnight was very exciting.
How did you prepare?
Well, I'm from a flat part of England and I don't usually run in hills or mountains, so I did some hill training. To be honest, when I was preparing for the race, my biggest concern was getting lost. But I should have thought more about the mental preparation needed to race in the dark. There were moments, especially during the swim and the run, when I felt quite scared. Can I just say a huge thank you to all the marshals?
Ah, yes. There were over 100 volunteers working as marshals.
Yes. Their main job was to keep us on the course. The running section was out in the countryside, so it was very easy to get lost. All of the racers and marshals were wearing head torches. You know, little lights around our heads to help us see the way. But the marshals also had first aid equipment. I saw one racer who had tripped and injured his knee. The nearest marshal helped him straight away and called for a race car to collect him.
And how did your race go? Did you manage to finish in a good time?
Well, I was hoping for around 1.5 hours, but swimming in the dark was so frightening and exciting that I completed the swim in 25 minutes. That's my personal best. But of course, that was way too fast, and then my run was dreadful. My final time was 1 hour 42 minutes.
Are you disappointed?
Not at all. The atmosphere here has been amazing. Lots of the competitors were actually teams, with 3 racers in each team, and they've all been having so much fun. Some of the team times were great because they could use all of their energy on just the swim or the cycle or the run. Maybe I'll join a team next year and concentrate on improving my run time.
Well done, Evie. Go and get some rest.
Thanks.